Now we're going to talk about how you can create a big book series using my 6th PLR profit strategy, and I think this is what many of you are going to like, because we're going to talk about how you can go middle or high altitude with ebooks this time. Not just sell for $10 or $20 ebooks and sell low prices because your competitors are in a way forcing you to do the same by competing in price wars. Now here's the how the concept works. Basically, just like creating an ebook that would sell in volumes, you can create your own brand new big ebook series of a comprehensive ebook under a new title in the shortest time possible by compiling a series of articles or smaller ebooks or special reports into one giant comprehensive book that spans more than 40 pages long. Now this is the perfect incentive to go middle or high ticket for ebooks along the prices of 47 or 97 in US dollars. One advantage in doing the comprehensive ebook model is that it's easier and faster to compile big books using a series of related private label content. And secondly, it's a fast and easy incentive to go middle or high ticket, as generally newcomers here in internet marketing, if you're targeting internet marketers and potential customers in other natures, often have a high perceived value by the number of pages. The only disadvantage I can think of when attempting this model is that while compiling can be easy, you might have to face the task of rewording the words of combined PLR articles or smaller ebooks, especially if they originate from different sources or different authors. Therefore, you can expect an inconsistent command of language. Now, here's one you need to pull off this method. You need a small collection of private label ebooks and articles that are focused on one general topic. As always, you definitely need a Word program, that's for sure. You need a PDF file converter. I've been going through this quite many times in other previous strategies as well, so I think you would have definitely known this by now. And fourth, you need an e-cover design for this ebook piece of cake. Number five, a hosting domain name and a way to set payments online. I guess it's all at the usual. Again, all this have been discussed before. Number six, you need an autoresponder with follow-up email feature. Well, I personally use GetResponse.com to build my mailing list and send automatic follow-up emails through people who opt into mailing lists. Now, this is going to be quite an integral part of making this whole thing work like a charm. Number seven, another very important thing is that you need to have your own affiliate program. I personally use JV Manager, and I've heard that the latest version called JV Manager 2 Fantasauce, which you can get from jvmanager.com. Or if you want to start up free, you can use pay.com. That is another good way to start your affiliate program for free. But the only thing is that in the long run, you might end up paying more in the transaction fee. So I recommend that if you want to get started, you can use pay.com or PDC at the moment. And when you start making your money, invest in building your own in-house affiliate program so you can be fully responsible and take 100% control of your affiliates and the databases and save on paying transaction fees like sites like pay.com. There are other alternatives you can use, like ClickBank. That's another proven affiliate program. And that's an immediate marketplace with instant affiliates you can reach out to right away, because once you put up your product on ClickBank, it's already available in a marketplace and you can get some traffic right away based on how you target your keywords. And also, you can start recruiting affiliates very easily, because virtually anyone who has an account with ClickBank can be an affiliate right away. So that's another alternative for you to use. To make this work in it, you have to have your own autoresponder to collect leads from people who visit your website, didn't buy, and as they are about to leave your website, they will be prompted to drop their name and email so they will be subscribed to your list. And then when they are in your autoresponder, they'll receive a series of follow-up emails which their intervals have already been set, daily, every couple of days, up to you. The emails are meant to continue persuading your prospects subtly to, in the end, purchase your product. In this case, the comprehensive ebook guide. Now, where the perfect strategies are concerned, here's the step-by-step plan that I'm going to lay out to you right now. Number one, create a new title for your big book and compile the private label content you have into one giant ebook spanning above 40 pages. It should be focused on one topic. It can be a general, but the more specific the better. Don't forget to put the demand in front of the product creation process, by the way, because if there's no demand, as in people looking for information and are willing to pay for it, then there's no reason and it's useless for you to actually create a product in the first place. So please take important steps in your niche marketing 101. Once you proofread your work and get an e-cover for it, convert your product into PDF format from Word document. Step 2. Write your product sales letter and a series of follow-up emails in the text format. I'm talking about the follow-up emails. Alright, 4 emails here. The 4 emails should be in text format, all right, that you can load into your autoresponder so it can be automatically followed up with your prospects that opt in to continue persuading them to buy your product. Step 3. Set up your autoresponder and load it with your follow-up email series. The more follow-up emails, the better, though I recommend anywhere above 7. 14 to 21 is ideal. Be sure to space out the intervals with the first email to be sent immediately, the second one on the next day, and the third 2 or 3 days later, and so on. Step 4. Create a way for people to opt in, and it can be a pop-up box, although nowadays internet browsers like Mozilla Firefox and Internet Explorer 7 are and above are becoming more sophisticated and they are programmed to kill pop-ups right away. And you have to come up with a more sophisticated way and safe way of collecting leads. I recommend putting an opt-in box somewhere in the middle of the sales letter or somewhere in the middle and the bottom of the sales letter where it can actually get people to sign up to your mailing list and still go back to the sales letter. Now this is very important as it enables a way from your visitors when he or she attempts to leave the sales page. You can ask him or her to opt into your mailing list so that your autoresponder can do the follow-up job automatically. Of course, you have to offer a good incentive for the prospect to pass his email address to you. It can be a bonus report or hidden benefits or some secrets relating to your topic, for example. Let's just say you're selling a dating product. A big comprehensive guide on dating, but due to the price resistance, because maybe he or she thinks that $97 is too much to fork out at the moment and there's no trust built yet. So before he or she attempts to leave the page, you want to have an opt-in box over there that has some kind of a way to pull him or her back. Like, ask him to at least part with his email address for free, so when the person gives the email address, you can have your autoresponder automatically following up with your prospects right away. So he or she may not buy the product right away, but he or she may buy in the near future. Because when he or she is on your list, the emails will automatically be sent at a certain interval. He may not need a product today, but maybe a few days down the line or a few weeks down the line, depending on how you space out your autoresponder intervals, he will eventually buy a product because he has already built a trust. You've already built a trust and you have already convinced and you have already taken away all the skepticism and objections away from the prospect, leaving him with no excuses not to get your product anymore. Step 5. Set up your affiliate program and decide your commission payout anywhere from 40 to 50%. Of course, if you can offer 60 to 70%, that'll be good too. Also, create an affiliate program to such affiliate promotion materials such as solo ad with emails, sponsor ads, banners, and buttons for people to put on their website, and so on. Now, to cover the marketing aspect, as you can see, we are already in a way of getting you to become an entrepreneur, selling your own comprehensive guide. Now the live wire of this PLR profit strategy is affiliate programs. As you can see, you created your product very easily using private label content, and that pretty much solves the problem a lot because you are positioning yourself as a research product over here, and you save the person from doing a lot of research. Say for example, you do a comprehensive guide on dating and sell it to an absolute newbie, like what the Dummy series are doing in bookshops. They're positioning themselves to sell to people who are very newbie in whatever topic they're interested in. Like in dating, for example, you can put a comprehensive guide and say, how to date women for guys, a very comprehensive guide, like maybe 100, 200 pages or so. So that becomes a research tool. You save the person time from making guesses or making embarrassing mistakes and risking his reputation or his face for that matter. So okay, now that we have that covered, once